Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And we've been married.
Yep. Today.
47 years and 2 months.
2 months today. Yep. And thank everybody for...
Yes, praying for Maya. She won the election, really, by a landslide. And all the other people that were up for election, there were Christians, they all won too.
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for praying.
Amen.
On today's call, we're going to talk about 7 ways to have a great day.
Hallelujah.
Do you say, even frequently, have a great day to someone you know or even to someone you just met? It's not unusual to hear a retail employee say, have a good day, as a parting comment to a customer. For that reason, some people consider the phrase repetitious and insincere. My thoughts on that are phooey.
Phooey.
The more frequently someone says, have a great day, the more likely it is to become a part of their mindset, or your mindset, whether it's reactive or not. The thought is powerful. We want everyone we meet to have a great day, and we'll do our part to ensure they have that great day. Truthfully, we determine, no one else, we determine whether or not we're going to have a great day. As we talked about this teaching, we realized there are dozens of keys to a great day. But big surprise or not, we've narrowed the list down to 7.
Surprise.
So here it goes. Number 1, remember who woke you up this morning. The best way to have a great day is to begin it by remembering who woke you up, who clothed you with the mind of Christ, who gave you air to breathe, food to eat, allowed you to speak and hear others speak, who never leaves you nor forsakes you.
Hallelujah.
Who is an ever-present help in time of trouble, who's got your back today in whatever adversity you face, who gave his only son to die for your sins so that you might have life eternally and abundantly. If you woke up this morning with these thoughts on your mind and as a part of your daily confession, you will have a great day.
Hallelujah. Lamentations 3, interesting chapter, book of the Bible. Lamentations 3 offers us some good advice in 22 and 23, this in the Classic Amplified. It said, it's because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness.
You can have a great day because God's mercy is fresh in you each day. You begin each day with a scriptural advantage. We'll also have a great day as we remember, hallelujah, as we remember who renews our strength day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16, King James. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The last part of that scripture in the Living Bible says it this way. Our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the inner peace and strength of the Lord that allows us to proper perspective to have great days.
Number 2, like who you're looking at in the mirror. Like it or not, that's who you are. Do you have a full-length mirror at home? If not, no worries. Any size will do. After this call today, look at yourself in the mirror and write down what you see. Who do you see? Someone unique in all the earth, that's who you see. Someone made in God's image and after his likeness, that's who you see. Someone who has an insatiable desire for the word and the things of God. Someone who realizes that where they are is not where they're going to end up staying. Someone, though, through whom flows the irresistible charm of Jesus, because he lives inside of you. someone who's been set apart for kingdom business, someone who has bulldog tenacity and will never give up or give in until they've accomplished God's vision for their lives, someone who will live today without limitations. And one more thing, every time the alarm goes off in the morning, decide to get out of bed excited about the day's opportunities. When you walk in the bathroom and look in that mirror, say, "Good morning, child, God, this is going to be a great day."
Hallelujah. Number three, learn to laugh at yourself. When I first experienced significant breakthroughs in my life, it's when I learned to laugh at the devil. I shared before that I used to have a t-shirt. If I could find another one, I'd buy it. It became holy.
Literally. And figuratively.
But the t-shirt said, "The devil said what?" With a bunch of guys rolling on the floor laughing. We can either believe God or fall for the devil's lies.
Proverbs 17, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified says, "A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones."
You know, honey, I like the Message Bible translation of that verse 17:22. It says, "A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired." When we learn to laugh at ourselves, it'll be noticeable to others. Psalm 126:2 says, "Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." Jordan Sparks, who won the sixth season of American Idol and starred in a movie several years back called Left Behind, she said, "If I don't laugh at least 20 times a day, it hasn't been a good day." Today, just for fun, write down everything that makes you laugh.
That's good. Number four, it's about them, not you. The best way to have a great day is to be a blessing to someone else. In 1 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9 in the Message Bible says, "Bless." That's your job, to bless. You're a blessing and also get a blessing. You know, when we bless someone else, God will bless us. In essence, it's Ephesians 6:8. Whatever good thing you cause to happen for someone else, God will do the same thing for you. When we put our focus on blessing others, we'll begin to realize just how easy it is and the enormous benefits that we receive, truthfully, by focusing on others instead of ourselves. They're blessed, and it blesses us. How about today, keep a list of the people you bless by words or deeds? The person in the office for, you know, a job, blessing someone for a job well done or looking good today. The people you may have shared a kind word or smile with. Even the person whose post or tweet, you know, looked at viewing social media. Make today your blessing day for others. You know, God wants you blessed. So you can bless others with your generosity, and he will bless you right back.
Number five, do your best at work or whatever you do. Work for a cause, not applause. Live life to express, not to impress. Don't strive to make your presence noted. Just make your absence felt. That anonymous quote sounds like wisdom for our attitudes and actions in the workplace. Whatever you do today, give it your best. Always remember who you're working for, whether full-time employed or retired. Colossians 3:23-24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you served the Lord Christ. Now, according to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for reward, G469 means recompense, to report, to reward, or repay someone. The word recompense is used in, well, as three different Greek words, but all of them are defined as money being paid back.
Wow.
Colossians 3, 23 and 24, this time in the Classic Amplified Translation. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord and not from men you will receive the inheritance, which is your real reward. The one whom you're actually serving is the Lord Christ, the Messiah. Now, I want to tell you, that's certainly a good reason to do your best for whatever your hands find to do.
Number six, read at least one chapter a day in something other than the Bible. Obviously, the Bible is first. But the devil, honestly, is the author of illiteracy. He doesn't want us not just even reading the Bible. He doesn't want us to read any book that's going to be thought-provoking, destiny-shaping, or life-changing. Every time you say you don't like to read, that sound makes the devil clap for joy. We should be reading the Bible, the very first thing in the day. But we should also seek godly wisdom from others, anointed to teach, preach, instruct in the Word. God has anointed them to do just that. And besides the Bible, what book are you reading at the moment? How long have you been reading the book? What was the last book you read completely? Was it a book that stirred your faith? You can read two books a month just by reading one chapter a day. Most books have 10 to 15 chapters. So that allows you to read about two books a month or as much as 25 books in a year. If you accomplish that feat, believe me, you will be ahead of probably a whole lot of people that are around you.
And you'll definitely have a great day.
And you will definitely have a great day.
Number seven, praise him for what he did yesterday and what he's going to do today. This point's actually covered in two of these seven things to do before you go to sleep every night. And we encourage you to look those up. Go to haroldherring.com where it says search, just type sleep. But here are the two things that are included in that. First, create a to-do list of things that you plan to accomplish tomorrow. List them by priorities based on your goals. Second, journal the great things that happened to you during the day. Regardless of how your day went, you have something to rejoice over.
Amen.
If nothing else, and I mean nothing else, you have the ability to hear us speak on this call.
Psalm 18, verse 20 in the Message Bible says, God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the way he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Great scripture. Absolutely. Yes. Well, you might want to do the replay on this today. Make sure you got these 7 points down and just meditate on it over the weekend, because 7 keys having a great day. Speaking of great days, if you've been blessed by this teaching and by our ministry, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.